Hey there, welcome along. I hope you're well. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily for January 21st, 2020. Our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories that we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So I'm sure, like us, you are eagerly awaiting the next generation Pixel Buds that were unveiled alongside the Pixel 4. Well, we have some good news as they've just passed through the Bluetooth SIG, which essentially means they've been certified in advance of the launch at some point in spring 2020. The interesting aspect, though, is that the two model numbers have been certified, but of course that is likely that it's referring to the buds themselves and the charger carry case. We're actually really excited for the Pixel Buds, so spring 2020 can't come soon enough, as we don't have any other further release details bar this time frame. The latest Google App beta has detailed just how the new Assistant Hot Word sensitivity feature will work in practice. Diving into the APK file, we've noticed that this feature will up the sensitivity in louder environments if you change the setting directly from your smart display or Nest Hub. Only the person with the primary account on a device will be able to adjust this, though, once the feature is live, but you will be able to adjust it on a device-by-device basis, which is really sensible if you have lots of home devices in your house. Of course, this is especially useful if you live in a noisy household where sometimes your hot words don't get picked up and randomly get picked up without much interaction. YouTube TV is now set to come to the PlayStation 4, with Sony confirming that the app is now available to download on your game console of choice. And considering that Sony canned its own PlayStation View service, which is set to go dark on January 31st, this might actually be a cable replacement service you were looking for. Plus, it happens to utilise some of the hardware you already have. You should now be able to download it right now on your PlayStation 4. Google Labs has brought back the possibility of new home screen doodles on non-Pixel phones via your home screen search bar. If you cast your mind back, you might remember them appearing on Pixel phones at certain times of the year when notable doodles were being hosted. There doesn't appear to be any new search widget doodles as yet though, but we'll be keeping an eye out for when they crop up. And finally, be sure to check out our 5 reasons to still pick up the cut price flagship that is the OnePlus 7T. It is a fantastic piece of hardware that really offers value that is not regularly seen in the smartphone space in North America at the very least. So that was a super quick overview of all of the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is of course available every Wednesday.